Chapter 12, Revolutionary Relationships. Of all the chapter title decisions in this audio, revolutionary relationships was the most difficult to settle upon. The word revolutionary is thrown around so much that it often loses any meaning at all. It carries a number of applications and has found itself attached to a number of different expressions, from Marxist freedom fighters in third world countries to the latest advancement in dishwasher detergent. Revolutionary can describe almost anything. What all these applications of the word revolutionary have in common, though, is the idea of a profound, effective, and lasting difference, a difference that changes our lives. Revolutions are turnarounds, upheavals, new starts. A revolution marks the beginning of the new, the creation of a reality we've only dreamed about. And I believe that's why you're listening to this audiobook. You want to turn around your relationships with your kids, creating new, lasting changes in your home. And that's why I wrote this. My passion is to share the principles I believe all parents need in order to create revolutions in their families. These are revolutions that forever change your days and weeks, your patterns and interactions, and the futures of your children and your children's children. I used to employ the term evolutionary, without the R, to describe the possibilities of scream-free parenting. I liked that the term spoke of change, of process, of something new and different emerging as a possibility. What I learned, however, was that evolutionary carries with it a connotation connected to natural processes outside of our own conscious influence. Think evolution, and you might think of the Big Bang Theory of the origin of the universe, an event that simply happened outside of any personal intent. Well, that's not exactly what we're talking about here, is it? We're talking about creating revolutionary relationships, about making conscious choices to take hold of our own emotional reactions, taking responsibility for our own growth as parents. These are not processes outside of our influence. We are not simply going to wait for our relationships to improve. Most of us have tried that, and we've learned it puts us in the unenviable position of needing everyone else to change. It doesn't work. In fact, such waiting on others has the remarkable tendency of helping to create the types of relationships we all detest. Parenting does carry with it all the possibilities of creating evolutionary changes within us and our relationships. That is, there is a process larger than us working to transform us and our relationships. But this process works only if we have the courage to consciously take hold of ourselves and let go of others. This happens not by accident or natural happenstance, but by conscious choices you and I make to curb our reactivity, calm our anxiety, and respond according to our principles.